Hello, I am Michelle Kaneko, your host, your ghost host, and welcome to Parks and Pixie Dust, where we discover the magic of the Disneyland Resort. Being a kid going to Disneyland, it's common to want to live in that magic. For some of us, that desire continues into our adult lives. But how exactly do you live in Disneyland? Well, become a cast member. After all, in the Disney parks, it's not just Tinkerbell who can make some magic. Our guest today is Amanda Smith, who is a former cast member from the Disney College Program, which is a semester-long internship to work in the Disney parks or resorts in Disneyland. Amanda participated in the Disney College Program, DCP for short, for the spring 2016 and fall 2016 semesters as custodial in Disneyland. This internship allows its participants unique opportunities that regular cast members don't have access to. Amanda, it's great to have you on the show. You ready to talk Disney?
Yeah, I am.
Perfect. So, since this is a show based on Disneyland, I like to start every interview by asking for a bit of your Disney backstory.
Well, I've always been a Disney fanatic. I've always had an annual pass, and my biggest dream was to work at Disneyland. So, I finally had the guts to go and sign up, and I got accepted on my birthday, and I started on February 27th, and it was an interesting aspect to actually, instead of being the guest, to make the magic itself.
Yes, definitely. So why did you choose to do the college program instead of maybe trying to go part-time?
Because I figured if I did that, I would also be able to see other opportunities, which I did, to be able to meet certain musicians, since I am a music major, and they allowed me to meet people that worked in the music program of Disney, and also to teach me how to market myself as well.
Really? That's so exciting. So the Disney College Program is offered both in Disneyland and also in Disney World in Florida. Why did you choose the Disneyland program?
I picked the Disneyland program only because it helps me be closer to my family in case they needed me. And also, I didn't have the money at the time to go all the way to Florida.
Yes, being local to Southern California can be quite a bit flying to the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went over just a little bit of the process to apply, but I was wondering if you could go maybe a little bit more into it, maybe kind of a little bit more of the specific steps.
Like how to apply officially online or?
Yeah.
Well, what you do is you go to the DisneylandCollegeProgram.com and you create your own account, and they have a fee, and you pay that fee. Once you pay that fee, you apply, and they let you know within a week. Once you get the letter from them through mail and email, someone will be contacting you, and they ask you a couple questions, see how you would act at the park with children, so on, and once that is done, they will let you know if someone will be calling you if you have passed the first part of the interview. Once that is done, you wait about, could be 3-4 months, sometimes even 5 to 6. And once they notify you, you go to traditions.
Oh, very exciting. Traditions, unfortunately, is something that the Disney company does ask cast members to not quite talk about. Basically, it's just a little bit of the backstory of the Disney company.
Yeah.
Spread out over 4, possibly 8 hours. So what was your response to finding out that you were accepted, especially finding out on your birthday? How exciting.
My response, I was overly excited, not only because it was my birthday, but I was already at Disneyland. I was staying at the hotel. So I found out when I got there, and I was overly excited because I'm like, I wonder what I'm going to do. I don't know yet. They haven't told me. What is it going to be like? What's going to happen? You know, I couldn't even imagine. I actually cried. That's how happy I was.
Well, sounds extra happy, and what a great little bit of extra magic. You know, just check in, find out you're working for Disney, and then go on Space Mountain. So the Disney College Program focuses on 3 key points of living, learning, and earning. So we are going to go over all 3, starting with Living, did you live in the company-sponsored housing Carnegie Plaza?
No, I didn't. I was considered local, so I decided to go find an apartment. And there was actually, I went on Facebook, and there is a cast member Facebook where cast members try and find roommates, or they go together and try to find apartments. And I found a couple of roommates, which one of them was a security guard, and the other one worked at DCA, California Ventures, at the Rapid, I think it's Rapid Bear?
Grizzly Peak River?
Yeah, there you go. Grizzly Peak River. Yeah, I always get that confused too. And we lived together for 9 months.
Oh, it's definitely good you're able to find roommates that you're able to stay with the entire time. Okay, so then continuing on to learning, did you take any of the seminars or collegiate classes that were offered to participants?
Yes, I took the marketing class. I also took the history of Disney. I think those were the only two that I took.
Okay, can you go a little bit into what the classes were like, maybe how long they were?
Each of them were an hour. For the marketing one, what they did is they allowed you to meet people with the throughout the company, depending on your major. So since my major was music, I was able to meet some of the head people of the department in music and see what they get to do, even see some of the stuff they've written and give some suggestions as well. They allowed me to put some opinions. And the other class, it's more we would venture out into Disneyland and into California Adventure and a little bit of the studio, including Burbank Studio, and they would tell us all the history, show us things that made Disney is, what made it magical.
Were there any classes that maybe some of your coworkers took that when you heard about it, you just thought, oh, dang, I wish I had taken that class, or...
I believe there was one. I mean, it's been so long, I don't remember the actual name of the class. But one of them was to actually put yourself as... What was it?
Marketing you?
No, I took marketing you. I took marketing you. That was when they market you. But there was one where they actually put you in the position of the studios where you can actually see what it's like if you want to do that in the future. And they put you, it's in with your major, but they put you there and they allow you to kind of explore it.
Well, that also sounds like a very exciting class. And while you were there, did you take any online classes through your school?
No. I took a semester off.
I did the same, so I can't exactly judge. It's fun to be in Disney and experience Disney and then just take a semester off, not quite have to worry about essays.
That's true.
So would you recommend the classes that you took to other students?
Definitely.
Definitely?
Yeah. I totally would recommend it because you get to talk to people that you would never think you would imagine to be in front of or to get advice from or even to experience some of it.
Well, that definitely sounds amazing. Like I said in the beginning, the Disney College program does allow its participants experiences like this that normal cast members don't quite have access to. So it's always good to kind of get your foot in the door with the company. So then on to earning. Was custodial your first choice of role?
No, it wasn't. I was actually in Galactic Grill, and then after 2 weeks, I asked if I could transfer because I wanted to explore more and to be able to interact with more people, and they gave me custodial. And I loved custodial because I was able to meet so many lovely people, do so many magical moments, and make so many kids and even adults happy.
Okay, so going on into the magical moments, can you maybe describe some of them?
Well, this one's very simple, but I remember there was a little girl. It was her first time at Disneyland, and it was packed, and she was waiting for the parade, and I was going around doing my rounds, and she asked me if where the churros were, because every churro place she went, it was packed. And I told her, give me a second, I'll be right back. And I made a magical moment, and I brought her whole family churros and got them for free. and gave them to her. And she was so happy that she actually cried in front of me and gave me a hug. And I couldn't. And they wanted to take a picture with me, and I did. That was one of my magical moments that I've done.
That's so sweet. It's always good to imagine that that family went back home. It's like, oh, yeah, Disney was fun, but there was this one amazing cast member who was so sweet. Little princesses especially, they're just so adorable.
Yeah. Especially when you're like, you want to see your princess?
And the way their faces just light up when you call them princess. Like, I'm a princess? Like, here you are. The castle may not be yours, but...
True. Or they can be a Jedi. Sometimes I find some Jedis. Sometimes we find little Siths. Or, you know...
Little Siths are fun.
All right. Or we find some superheroes, even Supergirls.
Definitely. It's always fun seeing a little girl dressed up as Captain America, especially when she's meeting Captain America.
Yep. Or you hear them scream, you see them, like, they look at the person, they just scream once they see their favorite princess or character, and they start running, and you're like, please don't run, I don't want you to get hurt.
It's like, that's so cute, but please stop running. Being in custodial, what was a typical day working like?
I usually worked an 8-hour shift, 5 days a week. Most of the days, well, it depends. Either I was sweeping or I was doing trash. And I would also trade pins with people if I could go get the lanyard if they weren't all taken yet. And what else? I think that's pretty much it. It's just sweeping trash, trading pins. If was possible, make a magical moment. Every day was pretty relaxed, even when it was busy.
So being in custodial, we talked a little bit before the interview, and you said that you could work anywhere in Disneyland. Did you have maybe a favorite land to get assigned to?
Yes. My favorite lands in order is Adventureland, Tomorrowland, and New Orleans. Those were my favorite lands. And sometimes, like, I would ask and trade if I could get those lands because I enjoyed them so much, especially with the pirates and the princesses. And you actually hear singing and people dancing, and I loved it. I remember one other magical moment I had was one of the pirates was singing along, and he asked me to join him. And we started singing and walking, and yes, I know I'm custodial, but we attracted a crowd, and we got, like, some of the kids to come in and sing with us, and they were really happy, and then after a while, they're like, okay, we have to go. So that was one of them.
Aw, that's always fun. It always seems like a lot of the magical moments happen with, you know, the little pirates, little princesses.
Yeah.
They're the ones who seem to get more easily lost in the magic, so it's easier to, like, yes, I'm custodial, but for right now, I'm the choir captain.
Yep.
So, with custodial, what were some of the pros and some of the cons to the role?
Custodial, I think the benefits is you get to meet several people that you don't expect, and it can turn out to a wonderful experience. Like, I met one of the directors from Lucasfilms. While doing a parade route. And a lot of people, like, I'm sad I missed him, was my favorite actor, Johnny Depp.
So, yes, on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. So, you know, you get to meet famous people, and they're really nice, and you can also meet directors, artists, voice actors, everything. And it's so much fun. The part that isn't so much fun is when he gets a little stinky with custodial. That's all I can really say, to be truthful. It's just like when you deal with the yucky stuff, you're like, ugh, okay.
Yeah, when there's some accidents.
Yeah. So that's the only downfall. But other than that, it's loads of fun because, I mean, come on, I would sing with a pirate. I got to meet a director from Lucasfilms. I saw Lady Gaga. I saw, and Kim Kardashian. She loves going to Disneyland. So does Selena Gomez. Like, you see these people all the time. And after a while, it's like a routine. You're like, oh, okay, they're here. Hi, bye.
Hey, it's great to see you again.
Yeah. And then you leave. And sometimes they remember you and sometimes they don't.
Really? Did you ever have a case where you had a celebrity remember you?
Not with me, but with other cast members, yes. We'll be walking and, like, example, Katy Perry is walking down and they'll recognize the cast member because they always help them. And that's about it. And they'll be like, hi, how are you? And they're like, good, and you? And they talk for a few seconds and then they drift off.
Oh, well, in general, did you ever have any return guests, since there are so many annual pass holders with Disneyland, that remembered you from previous trips?
Yeah. I've had that. I had, like, a little girl that would come all the time, and she remembered me. And when I told her, oh, I'm not going to be coming anymore, she got sad. I'm like, it's okay. I'm an annual pass holder. Hopefully I'll see you again. Or, like, there was a veteran. He went every Wednesday. And he would go to the flag retreat at 5 p.m. And he's there every Wednesday with his wife, sitting down, waiting for the flag retreat and then parade. And then they go and eat and they shop and then they go home. But they're there every time. And when I was on Main Street, when I would walk around the area, they would always see me. And they're like, hey, how are you? And we would talk. And sometimes they talk to me for an hour, sometimes even two. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So definitely a perk of custodial. You don't have a leader necessarily behind you seeing everything that you do. So you do have a little bit more freedom to interact with guests.
Yes.
A little bit more freedom. A
little bit. Not as much as the lead. They have way more freedom than we do because they can talk to them even longer if they wanted to. But the point is, we aren't just custodial. We're also making magical moments, and we're also, what's it called?
Minor guest relations.
There you go. Yeah, we're minor guest relations to a degree because we're also supposed to talk to people and, you know, answer their questions, or if they just want to talk a little bit and say how their day is going, we listen to them, we have conversations, we relate things. And it could be about Peter Pan, it could be about Tinkerbell, it could be about anything, food, and they just have a good time.
So something that I like to ask just kind of cast members in general, were there any questions that you would get all the time where after a point it just became an automatic response?
I have to think about that. Oh, yeah, where's the bathroom?
Yeah, where's the bathroom? It's a very popular one.
That's where's the bathroom?
What time is the parade?
Oh, yeah. What time is the parade? When are the fireworks? Why doesn't this ride have a fast pass?
Really?
Yeah, I got that one a lot. Why doesn't this one have a fast pass? And I'm like, the attraction doesn't have one. They just haven't made one yet. So
ask Bob Iger.
Yeah. Ask him. I don't know. But I got that a lot. Or when are the princesses coming back? Where's Mickey Mouse? All the time. Where's Mickey Mouse? Where's Mickey Mouse going to be? What time is he coming out?
Especially with Main Street, since they at least seem a little bit more random.
Yeah, no, they're it's more random with them. It's not as accurate. What other questions do I get? There's a bunch.
I imagine being custodial, a lot of guests probably expect you to, for some reason, know everything.
Oh, even when I still go there today and, like, I hear someone like, where is this? And I answer for them and I still point with two fingers without realizing it.
The trait of a cast member that never goes away. Yeah. The two-finger point. They teach us that on the first day, yep. And then it sticks with us for the rest of our lives.
I mean, it's respectful, so.
Apparently.
Apparently.
I never got the answer as to which culture it's respectful for.
I don't know either. I never got that answer. I just heard it was respectful for specific cultures.
Okay, so earlier I mentioned some special events that are exclusive to Disney College program participants, along with some of the ones that you mentioned that went kind of off property. Other experiences include backstage tours, volunteer events, or special trips around Southern California. So aside from meeting some of the higher-ups in Disney's music department, did you have any other experience with these?
Well, I mean, going into the Burbank studio and getting a full tour. Other experience I've had, they would, what is it? I just went blank. They would just do parties for us as well to celebrate.
Really? How exciting.
Yeah. But that's about it. There were other events. I couldn't make it, though, because I was working. And those events, sometimes you can go to them. They say, please come to them if you can, if you're working. We understand. You can come to others. So.
Okay, so if given the opportunity, would you do the Disney College program again? Perhaps in Disneyland, perhaps in Disney World?
I would, but in the future, not right now. I've been thinking about it lately. I've actually been considering going to Florida this time to see what it's like there since I've never been there. Because I know Disneyland and Anaheim like the back of my hand. And I love it there, and I love so many custodial members that I've made bonds with, even like restaurant, everywhere, all throughout, Tiki Room, all of them.
The perks being custodial, you meet everyone.
Yeah, you meet everyone. You make friends in each little group. But yeah, I think I would do it again, but maybe in Florida.
Oh, very exciting. Hopefully you have fun if you ever end up doing the college program over there. A lot more variety of locations.
True.
Okay, so, and for our listeners, do you have any tips for someone who may want to apply to the Disney College program? Or someone who's maybe already been accepted and is about to start their program?
Remember to always keep your head up and that you're always going to have magical moments there. There might be times there you have those days, it's normal, but remember at the end of the day, you're making someone happy, you're enjoying yourself, and you get to experience things that most people will probably never see until they join.
Okay, and speaking of things that most people don't really get to see, now that you've worked Disneyland, now that you've been backstage, do you feel like Disneyland has lost some of its magic to you?
No. I am aware some people have lost some of their magic, but I haven't. I still think it's even more magical because you see the magic in the process before it even shows in front of all the guests' face.
You see how hard cast members have to work to create this magic.
Yes.
You see how much time and effort goes into it. And also where all the backstage entrances are.
You look at them and you're like, that was there?
Like, wow, that fake door actually goes somewhere.
Yeah, they're like,
who knew?
I didn't know. I thought that was just a wall.
It's a special wall.
I know. It's a very special wall. I saw so many. I was like, what? Where did this come from? I thought this didn't exist.
Yeah, those are the fun little games that you play when you're not working.
Yeah, you're like, where's this door?
So we are coming to the end of the show. Do you have any last remarks for our listeners or any social media you would like to promote?
Just make sure to always be magical and have a magical day. That would be it.
Oh, well, an absolutely perfect last remark, as you know, Disney magic. Sprinkle a little bit of pixie dust on that.
All right.
Okay. So thank you again, Amanda, for sharing what it's like to create magic at the happiest place on Earth, as well as what it's like to do the Disney College program. The Disneyland DCP definitely seems like a fun and unique experience. And thank you, of course, to our listeners for listening to Parks and Pixie Dust with our guest, Amanda Smith. This is Michelle Kaneko reporting for KPCRadio.com.